Alright, good evening everybody, it's me, your boy, your recluse one here, once again. It's been a while, few days, took a little time of, little vacation from this podcast, recluse one, only because the past few days, I was creating some beats. And not only that, I was also practicing songs. And the reason why I was practicing some songs was because I had a desire just to go to my family's house. I kind of mentioned it not that long ago, maybe the last podcast, that I wanted to practice some songs and, you know, just chill out and learn some new songs so I could play. Well, that was for my family. I learned some new songs so I could play for my mom, my two sisters, my brother, his wife, and his daughter. So I got to go yesterday to my mom's house with my two sisters, and you know, I got to play some music. Well, my little sister was asleep at the time. And then right when I started putting all my stuff away, you know, putting all the gear away, then she came out. Hey, we still had a good time. It was fun. I know I messed up a few times, but I'm sure it's the thought that counts. And you know, I spent hours and hours and hours just practicing these songs, and you know, I miss them, and so I wanted to show them something or do something special for them. So I learned how to play a couple songs that I've been practicing for a while. Actually, I just never really got it down. I've been wanting to do something like this, maybe at a family gathering, on Christmas, Thanksgiving, one of those days, but then, you know, never really got around to it. So then what happened was this quarantine happened, and now it was like, I'm gonna go do this. And so I packed up a bunch of gear from Goad Media here in the studio, grabbed the mic, grabbed the board, grabbed a bunch of wires, XLRs, and headphones, and for a cord for my guitar. And I also have this little Bluetooth speaker. It's a pill, a Beats pill, and it worked out pretty well. I mean, I grabbed everything that I needed. The only thing that I did not do was print out the it was I didn't print out the music. I had to use my iPad, so then I did not get to record it. That was one thing that I wanted to do, and that was one thing that I forgot to do, is to print out the music or the chord sheet so I can play and record. And I did not get to do that. I had everything down, and then I'm like, I guess I'm just gonna have to not record this time. So hopefully the next time I'll remember when I go to my brother's house. He probably already knows what I'm gonna do anyway. Yeah, so that was my Sunday. Saturday I was practicing all day, all night. And I was also making a beat. On Friday is when I started making a beat, and I thought that I had a great one down. But then on Saturday, I had to scrap it because it was like, it wasn't that great after all. Everything was the same rhythm. So the only thing that wasn't the same was the actual the beat that was different than all of the different instruments I was putting into it. So it all was all in too much of a sequence where it all sounded the same. Everything was on the same rhythm. And when I realized that, I was just like, nope, gotta scrap it. It's got to go. I can't do this anymore. I was focused on it for hours, and then I just got sick of it, because then I was trying to do different things. I was trying to add here, take away from there, and it just did not sound good at all. So then what I did was I scrapped it. And then I started afresh, and I started new, and now I have a dope beat. It's really, really sick. And so this is the one that I'm going to be working on. I just need a little, maybe some chord here or there, or no more percussion, or I still need to fix a couple of the, or add a couple of, upright bass. And that's what I added into there. That, and maybe some, no, I already got slap in there. What else? I don't know yet. I'm still going to be working on it. So that is my day. I just turned off the app right now, right before I turned this podcast on to record. So as you can see, that since that is happening, I am just chilling right here in my office. Gold Media is right there, the dungeon. And, you know, I just finished setting up for tomorrow night when we record for our Gold podcast. And, you know, everything seems okay. I'm just fine and dandy. Had a nice day today. So this is it, everybody. I don't know. I didn't mention it before. So there's this thing. It's called ninja swiping. Okay. Now, what this is, it's, in my mind, it's acting like that bot that I told you about. It's hard to explain. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm using my left hand to tap, and then I'm using my right hand to swipe. And I'm repeatedly doing it as fast as I can. And so since I'm doing that, I've been getting blocks on my Amazon app. It's like if I've been, you know, I turned into a robot myself. I mean, of course I get tired. And obviously a robot does not get tired, because it's a bot. It's a code. It's supposed to do what it's doing. And so I'm doing it. I'm ninja swiping. Maybe I'll add something like that to my lyrics or something. Ninja swipe. Ninja swipe that app. Something like that. But I mean, you know, ever since I started doing that, I've been getting blocks. And it's awesome and it's cool, because I need it right now. Before I go to my Amazon job, which is going to start on the 15th and it's going to be overnight, I needed to make up some money. And so that's what I'm doing with this Amazon Flex app. And if things, it's a seasonal job, I'd rather keep it longer. But, I mean, if I can just drive Amazon, when things go back to normal and everybody's going back to their normal jobs, and there's a plethora of blocks on the Amazon Flex app, dude, I'd rather do that. I love doing that, you know, delivering people their packages. That's awesome, especially in this time of quarantine. People are very, very appreciative. I drop off their box and I get feedback sometimes when people are either at the door or, you know, they're outside and I drop it off at their door. Then it's just like, hey, thank you so much. You know, take care of yourself. Stay safe. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. People are so nice right now. It's crazy. I guess, you know, people have to be in a state of panic to be nice. But, I mean, all the platforms that I've driven for, Instacart. Yeah, you know, that one right there. There was a night where I went out, and it was probably the only night I went out, or the second night. No, it was that night. So I go, I'm trying to communicate with the customer, trying to get what they want, trying to see if they want to swap it out with something else if that specific brand wasn't there. And I go to the house, and this lady's like, oh, Wasn't I just talking to you? I'm like, no, I've been trying to get a hold of you. So that one right there. And then she said that she canceled the order, which I finished the order. I was at her house. I still got paid for it, by the way, which was sweet because I did do the job. But she said that she was talking to me. So that's the only thing on there, I guess. I guess it got mixed up somehow. I don't know. But that one, they need to work on that. And, you know, Uber. Oh, man. Uber, I have some stories with Uber. There was a time when I actually wanted to put my GoPro in my car and ask people if it's okay to record them. And I wanted to call it Goad, Gospel Goad Nights, or Gospel Goad, no, Uber Nights, or Uber Gospel Nights. And that was one of the things that I really wanted to do, and I never got around to do it. I guess because maybe I was scared to do it. And then, you know, you go online, you watch all these YouTubers, and there's all kinds of YouTubers out there that are doing that very thing. But I wanted to talk about deep stuff, because some people just like to talk. And when I started Uber, I was in West Hollywood every single night. I was in West Hollywood every single night, and you know how many, there's so many different types of people, so many different types of cultures, diversity, I guess is what you call it. And so many people have stories, so many people have their struggles and all these things. And I really wanted to do that. Excuse me. I guess I was just scared of doing it. I mean, I guess having a camera in the car would be useful, but at this time right now, I'm not going to drive with anybody in the car. I don't want to risk getting my family sick or anything like that. You know what I mean? So the very thing that I love about driving people is getting to talk to them, getting them to open up. I use every single opportunity that I can to manipulate my way for them to ask me about me. I ask them who they are, or I say, you know, specific things like, hey, where do you work? Then they ask me, you know, just trying to get to know them. And then I get to share the gospel with them. I used it as a platform every single time. I mean, there were those times when people just did not want to talk. People just quiet or you know, on their phones and stuff like that, you know, talking to people when I would be at LAX, you know, business calls and stuff like that. You know, there were those people who would be on business calls or on their phones or bust out their computer and do work in the car that didn't want to talk. And they're just also just some just weird people out there that, yeah, I guess I really didn't want in the car, but, you know, it was a fare, so, or a ping, whatever you want to call it. So then I just picked them up, and I kept my eye on them in the rear view mirror as much as I could, just to watch my back. So you got those people. I've never gotten in a fight. I've never had anybody try to hit me or anything like that. But, okay, so I'm going to tell you this one story, all right? It is so sick, and it is so gross. Maybe I'll tell you two stories. This is my favorite story, though. All right, so I'm driving. I am in Newport Beach in California. Obviously, I live in California. I'm in Newport Beach, pick these people up from Balboa, and I'm driving them. It's a car full of people. I drive Uber XL because I have a Ford Flex, and so I'm driving these people. They want me to bump their music. You know, I'm bumping some music, and the guy right next to me, who's sitting in the passenger seat, he's like, "Hey, bro," and they're drunk, of course. You know, they're kids, probably college kids, and rich and spoiled. Sorry, I have allergies, so they're probably all rich and spoiled. And this guy next to me, he keeps pointing at his phone, and says, "Hey, bro. Aux cord. And I'm like, "If you want to play that in my car, I would have to pull over and would have to sync your Bluetooth up with my car." And he's like, nah, let's not pull over. All right. And then so the whole time, the 20-minute ride, I forgot where I dropped him off. I just remember it was in Newport. 20-minute ride or something like that, and he still keeps pointing at his phone. He's pointing at his phone, and he goes, aux cord. I'm like, "I don't have it. You want me to pull over?" He's like, nah. Like, I don't know what was up this dude's butt, but he was not nice, and I wasn't liking it. And so one of the things I did at that time was I used to eat a lot of sunflower seeds to keep myself up. So I would drive overnight, if you guys want to know. I'm more of a night person. I can stay up all night, and I have insomnia, and it sucks, and it's, man, horrible. It's not good. So then I would drive overnight, and that's when I would get hundreds of dollars driving with Uber. But listen to this, okay? You still spend money on gas, and you have to put money away for taxes, okay? Unless you adjust your W-4. Yeah, your W-4. So, it's not as much as you think it is. It can get you by, but it's not fully as much as you think it is. So, I'm at the drop-off point. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I eat sunflower seeds, and I would drink soda. And so, I had my soda in the cup holder, and I also had my, what I would spit out, another bottle of an empty Coke bottle. I would have it there too, in a cup holder, and that's where I would spit my sunflower seeds. And so I'm getting to the drop-off area, And so these people, these girls, these guys were in the back. You know, I could fit 1, 2, 3, 5 people in the back, one person in the front, plus me. And so they're swinging back and forth and making the car rock back and forth. And I'm already mad because fool in the passenger seat is asking me for an aux cord. And I'm getting frustrated. And so I'm ready just to let him out. So I get to the exit. I mean, I get to the point where they're going to leave, you know, the drop off point. And then homeboy, Fulio, he looks at me. And then he grabs what he thinks is my soda and he pounds it. But guess what? It wasn't the soda. It was the seeds that I would spit out into the bottle. And so I look at him and he looks at me. And what happens? I see all of my spit and seeds all over his mouth and cheeks dripping down. It was so sick. And he acted like if he was taking a big swig. Oh man, I can't even imagine how he felt afterwards, but it was so funny to me. It was great. Dude was acting like a fool, and then he became a fool, you know. And then what happened was he looks at me, he puts the nasty seeds down, he goes, "Thanks, bro. Peace out." So that was one of the nights. Dude, that was great. I will never, ever forget that. I wish I would have had a camera for that. Or some sort of recording. Because that was great. That was so awesome. That was so funny. And it's imprinted in my mind, and I will never forget that, and I will tell that story until I die. That was so, so funny. So people, whoever's listening, I don't know if you are, and if you are, thank you. I love you. Do not try to drink somebody's soda, especially if there's two bottles and you don't know which one to drink. You better grab the right one. Second story. Okay, I'm in Balboa again, right at the end of Balboa, on one of the peninsulas, going all the way down Balboa. So I'm there and I'm like, man, who am I going to pick up here? And so I'm driving around. I stop at the pinpoint where I'm supposed to pick up the person. And I'm looking back and I see this dude holding his friend up by under the shoulders. And he's hitting the guy that's carrying him. And I'm like, oh man, I hope this isn't the people that I'm supposed to pick up. And so I'm driving around again because I'm trying to call them because they can't find me. I can't find the person. And so then he finally answers his phone. And guess what? It's homeboy hitting his friend and homeboy. Man. And so the whole car ride, I was paranoid because I think this guy is going to throw up in the backseat of my car. And, but the guy that ordered the Uber, he was cool. Really cool guy. So we're talking and he's explaining to me that his friend, you know, who's already passed out in the back, started messing with some dude's girl. I mean, I guess that's what always happens. And so he started a fight And so in my mind, I'm like, dude, if this guy wakes up and he does not realize where he's at and he tries to hit me or something, I'm probably gonna hit him back. So yeah, I'm not about to get hit in my own car. And so what happened was, I guess he started the fight, then he got kicked out of the bar. So dude ordered an Uber. His friend's trying to fight him, and he's in the back seat of my car, passed out, laying down in the middle seat of the car. So we're driving, chatting. We're going to what is it? Cota de Casa. Cota de Casa. It's one of the nicest places that I've ever been in Orange County. It's like a whole gated community, and it's so huge. It's really big. It's huge, okay? This place is miles long. Some of the nicest houses that I've ever seen. And the reason why I know that is because when I used to drive at the Salvation Army, I would do pickups there. And so I would get there, obviously, in the day and pick up like massive couches, humongous screen TVs, refrigerator, all kinds of brand new stuff a year old because these people are rich and they could afford something every year, something new every year. They just don't have, they have all the money and they can spend all the money they want, and they want new stuff every year. So I'm driving in Cota de Casa. I forgot what the street name is. Forgive me for that. That was years ago, like maybe 3 years ago. So, getting to the house, homeboy gets out and he's trying to wake his friend up that's passed out in the back. And so I'm like, man, don't startle him. Try to wake him up nicely so he doesn't get startled and either try to hit me or hit you or throw up in my car, because you're gonna get charged if he throws up in my car, because it's gonna mess up the rest of my night. Not only my car and the rest of my night, but my attitude is gonna get messed up. I'm the type of person that if we go to the beach, I'm gonna bring water bottles or jugs, whatever, buckets, so I can wash your whole body so there's no sand in the car. I hate sand in my car. Okay? Something you got to know me, I'm a little OCD and I hate sand in my car. I like my car clean all the time. I don't like just, sometimes I get a little lazy and not clean my car, but then I get all weird and I have to clean my car. So my car's always clean, obviously, because not only do I drive it with my kids to school when school is on, but I drive passengers with Uber. Okay? I haven't in a while, but I still like my car clean. So I'm telling him, I'm like, dude, don't startle him, or else he's either gonna throw up or try to fight us. So what happens is he's like, hey bro, come on, let's go. We're in the house. I'm like, so where are you gonna put him? He goes, oh, I have a guest house in the back. I'm just gonna throw him on the bed back there. I'm like, man, this guy, nice house, nice private city, and he's gonna sleep in the guest house. I'm like, how big is the guest house? Oh, it's a two-story house. I'm like, what? All right, this dude got some money. I'm like, man. So he's waking his friend up, and his friend wakes up. He's like, where am I? Where are we? He goes, nah, don't take me, don't take me, nah. And then he jumps back into the car and he goes, drive, 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 drive. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to drive. And he goes, ah. And then he tries to lock the doors. He's trying to jump all the way in the back. And homeboy's like pulling him. And, you know, he ends up dragging him out of the car. It was, oh man, that was one of those nights where it was just like, oh, I'm so glad that is over. I'm so glad that is over. I got a nice tip though that night by that guy, which was cool. So people, ask me questions, send me comments. I don't know, just do something. I just want to do this for you. I want to do this because I just like to talk. And, you know, I just, what happens is, sometimes I can get into these zones where I just want to share. I just want to talk. And so that's what this is for. I'm here for you to listen to. I guess I'm here. Yeah, I'm here for you to listen to. And thank you for that. If you're listening, like, subscribe, do what you gotta do. But there's nothing greater than being able to be in service for people. No matter what outlet you have, be yourself and share the gospel. There was, okay, last story, I promise you, of these Uber nights, okay? So, I am in Santa Monica. And I got a ping. I'm gonna pick the person up. And what happens is, I find a place, and this dude comes stumbling, okay? Nice area. Right off the, was it the 405? And so dude comes, and then he gets into the car. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Are you all right? He goes, man, I was just walking on the beach. I didn't know what to do. I'm on my last, I'm on my last string, man. I don't know what to do with my life anymore and all that. And so he's just breaking down to me. He's crying, saying he has no friends, all this stuff. And I'm like, bro, hey, listen to me. And so I share with him my testimony, okay? Maybe I'll share my testimony on a podcast one of these days, but it'll be way too long right now. Just know that I was lost, now I'm found, okay? So I share with him my testimony, and dude is just like, are you serious? Is there hope for me? Are you serious? If I do this, I will have an eternal family. I have an eternal God that will love me each and every single day. I'm like, yes. Yes. You got it, bro. And we're getting closer to the drop-off somewhere in Santa Monica. And so I'm talking to him, and all of a sudden, he just starts getting quiet. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what's going on in his mind. And so I'm like, are you all right, man? He goes, stop right here. And so all of a sudden, you know, he told me to stop, so I stopped. He's like, stop right here. I'm like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm not at the destination yet. He goes, oh, I can walk from here. And I'm like, well, okay. All right. Take care, man. Is there anything else I could do for you? And he's just like, you know what? Everything that you said, I know is true. I'm like, okay, that's good. And he goes, but I can't right now. And dude, that broke my heart. He was right there. He was right there. He was going to give his heart to the Lord. And he was right there. But then whatever was going through him in that quiet time of that he had in his head, man, something must have messed him up, because it was so heartbreaking. And he goes, I need to go. And I still to this day don't know what happened to this guy. Never saw him again, never met him again. I don't know. And I never got to see where he lived. And that was sad. And that's what I'm saying. Whatever outlet you have, wherever you are, no matter who is around you, be yourself and share the gospel if you're a believer, okay? And if you're a non-believer, just be yourself and encourage somebody for the day. Do your good deed for the day and you know, just encourage someone. Whatever. I'm more of a person who's gonna, who's a believer and who's gonna share the gospel and try to get someone saved. But if you're a non-believer and that's not you, guess what? Just go out there and tell someone they're looking good or something. I don't know anymore, I guess. My good deed for the day back in the day was buy someone a beer and get them drunk. That was a good deed to me. I don't know what your good deeds are. Don't do that, though. Don't do what I used to do. Do something better, especially during this time. Just walking and saying hi to someone and watching their face light up is like, wow. Or when I'm delivering somebody's package and they're saying, thank you so much. Thank you for being an essential worker for Amazon. And I'm just like, wow, like that made me feel really good. No matter what platform you're at, no matter who it is you're talking to, be yourself, share the gospel, encourage somebody. Because that's what people need right now. And that's the gift that he has given me. And that's the gift I know he's given a lot of you. And I know it's a gift that is part of God's image. And guess what, everybody? No matter what you believe, you are in God's image. God created you to be like him. Man, I was so lost for 24 years. Man, I got mad allergies. But come on, people. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty, the way Nacho Libre says it. Let's get to the nitty-gritty, okay? You're created in God's image. You know, listen to Goad Podcast, the first and second episodes. You're made in God's image. You are in his likeness. We are all created equal. He uses us as a conduit for his glory. And like I said before, doxology, we need to use the very things that he has given us. We need to be who he wants us to be. No matter what we think, no matter who we think we are, it's his will be done. Okay? Just like Jesus said, not mine, but your will be done. Okay? Okay, so now it's getting to that point where I'm kind of tired and I need to see if this microphone works on my computer so I can do, you know, this and record or video at the same time. So guess what, everybody? This is Recluse One. Please like, please subscribe. If you want to hear some more Uber stories, then, you know, comment, you know, send me a message. gocast@gmail.com you can reach me at. Hit me up, like, subscribe, download, whatever. It's going to help me. It's going to encourage me, okay? You want to encourage me right now? You want to encourage me tomorrow or the next day? Listen, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Leave a comment for me to answer. Or even if you have a prayer request. Or if you just want to talk, or if you want to call me out. I don't know. Just leave me something. Alright, people? Just be nice. Okay? Oh, my phone is listening to me. Watch.
Here's a result from search.
That is scary. I didn't press anything on there. It just started to listen to me for some reason. Anyways, so love you guys. Hit me up. And peace to the Middle East. Bye.